Finally today on Main Menu, part one of a demonstration of 10-pin bowling alley from Charles Rivard.
Hello, my name is Charles Rivard. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is my first try at recording for ACB Radio, and I hope to do some more in the future. But I've never seen a review for this game, which I beta tested back in November of 2003, so I thought I would let everybody know about it. It's a really cool game. Back in 1997, Phil Vlasak came up with a DOS game of bowling for blind people, and it worked fairly well. It was one of the first games that I bought. Being a bowler since 1970, I decided to try it when I found out about it, and it worked well. But now that everybody has Windows machines, uh-oh. Well, that's over on the shelf somewhere. But the only reason that it is over on the shelf, really, is because Phil got together with Josh DeLioncourt of AdoraEntertainment.com, and they came up with a Windows version of Phil's older game. This thing really works well. It's more complicated than the original game was, if you want it to be, or it's not, depending on how you set your skill levels. We'll get into that in just a bit. But if you have a group of people over to your place, you want to have fun on the computer, go for a game of bowling. This is one of the few games where several people, fact is up to 99 people, can play at one time. And you're not playing against the computer, you're playing against the other humans that are there. And it's got quite a few variables, which we'll go into in just a bit. What you need for the game is Windows 98 or higher. You need a 64 meg of RAM. You need a Pentium or higher computer. And you need 70 meg of space for the game and a temporary 70 meg for the installation process. Need DirectX 8.0 or higher, and 8.1 does come on the CD. You need 64 meg of RAM. You need a multi-channel sound card for best results. And stereo speakers or a stereo headset. Because the game, of course, is in stereo and it's very good. So, the price of the game, by the way, is $24.95. Plus the shipping and handling. And you can get that from Adora Entertainment. I'll spell that at the end of the review. I have the desktop icon in focus. Let's go ahead and go there and hit enter, and let's go bowling.
PCS Games. Adora Entertainment.
That's a nice logo, isn't it?
PCS Games and Adora Entertainment present
10 Pin Alley, version 1.0, copyright 2003.
Now this next part, if you want to go past it, you can hit the page up.
Good morning. On 10 Pin Alley, I'm
speed
up. Ball, and it's time to bowl.
Let's go bowling!
Please select an option.
Let's go bowling.
Okay, now we're at the main menu. And I'll go through these options. Let's go bowling is exactly what it says. When you're ready to bowl, here's what you choose. Let's down arrow.
Create a new player.
Now you can have up to 99 players playing at one time. Let's go ahead and create a couple of players here. Hit enter.
It's time to pick your first name. Use an initial.
Now there are several names that come with the game as far as first names are concerned. Pick your first initial. That's fairly self-explanatory. I don't really need to show it to you. You just hit enter and then down arrow or up arrow to the initial you want. Hit enter. But I'm going to down arrow so that we can
use a first name,
which I will do. I'll hit enter.
Practice player.
The game comes with two practice players. One is a left-handed player, one is right-handed. One is male and one is female. And those are the two that you can use if you are just playing the demo, which is downloadable from the site. The registered version, you can create players. And also the demo, you can only play the 9th and 10th frames. The registered version, of course, you play all 10. So, you can down arrow, and these are alphabetically arranged.
Aiden, Alan, Alex, Amanda.
You just hit enter on the name that you choose. But, if you want to go further down there more quickly, you can use the page down key.
Bill, Christoph, Dave.
Hey, we landed on the one I want. Okay, I'll hit enter.
It's time to pick your last initial. A.
Of course, it won't have all the last names that are possible in here. But let's up arrow because the one I'm looking for is toward the end of the alphabet.
Z, Y, X, W.
There we go. Hit enter.
Hello, Dave, W. Are you male or female? Male.
I could down arrow to
female.
But I don't think Dave would appreciate that too much, would he? So
male.
Let's hit enter.
Select your bowling hand. Lefty.
I'll just go with the odds here. Most people are right-handed, so I'm going to down arrow to a
righty.
And hit enter.
Please select an option.
Create a new player.
We're back at the main menu, right where we left off. We can create another player, which I'm going to do.
It's time to pick your first name. Use an initial. Use a first name. Practice player. Barry. Carl. Catherine. Charles.
See how quickly we got there?
It's time to pick your last initial. A.
And you can go down arrow as quickly as you want. It's a fairly responsive game, so.
B-D-F-K-A-P-Q-R.
There we go.
Hello. Charles. R. Are you male or female? Male.
That's me.
Select your bowling hand. Lefty.
And I'm a southpaw, so.
Please select an option.
Create a new player.
Okay, now let's down arrow because we're done there.
Player statistics.
This is where you can see how you're doing this, how your players are doing as far as averages go on all of the skill levels. You could also go in here and move to the name that you want to delete. Hit the delete key, and then it asks you if you want to delete this player. Hit Y for yes, N for no. And when you hit the latter, then it gives you the next player, and you go on there, so forth.
Use handicapping. Off.
Handicapping is a way so that really good bowlers can bowl against not-so-good bowlers or average ones, and even out the playing field. When you're done playing, it gives each player the difference between their current average on that skill level and 250. Let's say your average is 200, and you're bowling against somebody that averages 50. Well, of course, you would beat them, scratch bowling. But at the end of the game, you get 50 points, because that's the difference between your average and 250. Well, the other guy gets 150 points. So if you both bowl your average, you would be in a tie. Now, you could hit the space bar to turn that on. That's a toggle. So you could turn the space bar and turn it off again.
Speaker test. Left. Right.
The speaker test, if your speakers are not set correctly, just swap the speakers and they will be. Or turn your headset around and that'll work.
Leave the alley.
When you're done playing for the day, that's the choice you use. But for now,
let's go bowling.
I just continued with the down arrow. Now we've got to set the skill level.
Use the space bar to select players in today's game. Press escape to return to the main menu or enter to start playing.
Have to select
one.
The players
practice
first.
Player A.
Okay, we don't want the practice players. Tell you what, let's down arrow.
Two.
Practice player B.
Okay, down arrow.
Three.
Charles.
R.
I will hit the space bar and you'll hear the bowling pin in the center being knocked over. That selected me.
Four.
Dave W.
And yeah, I'll bowl against Dave W. What the heck. And so now we hit enter.
You selected Charles
R.
Dave W.
Please select a play method.
Play method aiming.
There are two methods of play. Aiming is, as the ball moves across the lane, you determine when to shoot the ball.
Play method, aiming and swinging.
Not only do you have to choose when to shoot the ball, but you have to choose when to release the ball as your arm moves forward. You do that by using ascending tones. You hit it on the right tone, you'll get just the right amount of power to get the result you want. If you hit the space bar too soon, there's not enough power there, and you might not get your strike or spare. If you hit it too late, you might loft the ball out into, well, you never know where it's going to go. So, but for this demo, we'll just use
play method aiming.
Okay.
Please select a skill level.
Level 1.
Easy. Slowest aiming, all arrows showing.
Now, this refers to the arrows that you see as you stand at the foul line. And the arrows are at the pins that you would see if you're looking down the lane. So from left to right, you would see the left gutter, and then you see the 7-pin, the 4-pin, the 2-pin, and the head pin, which is right in the middle, and the 3-pin, the 6-pin, and the 10-pin, and then the right gutter. The pins are set in an equilateral triangle, and so the head pin is the point of the triangle nearest you. A left-handed bowler wants to hit between the 1 and the 2, while a right-handed bowler wants to hit between the 1 and the 3. So that's why it was important to choose which hand you bowl with. Let's down arrow for another difficulty.
Level 2.
Slow aiming. 6 of 7 arrows showing.
And basically what it does is to remove one arrow from either side of the triangle working outward. So now the 2 and the 3 are gone. All you would hear is clicks in place of the chirps for the arrows.
Level 3, medium aiming, 4 of 7 arrows showing.
Okay, 4 of 7 are showing. So now all you see are the 4 and the 7, the 6 and the 10. Everything else between that is clicks, and they go through fairly rapidly.
Level 4, fast aiming, 2 of 7 arrows showing.
Now all you see are the 7 pins and the 10 pins and the gutter.
Level 5, hard. Fastest aiming. No arrows showing.
And as it says, no arrows showing. So you see the left gutter and you hear a bunch of clicks going across and then the right gutter. Then a bunch of clicks and the left gutter going back to the left. That would be a full cycle. But this demo...
Level 1.
Easy. Slowest aiming. All arrows showing.
And I'll hit enter and let's go.
Hello, and welcome to another match here at 10 Pin Alley.
Sponsored in part by PCS Games. Visit them on the web at www.pcsgames.net.
And let's have a look at the contestants for today's game.
Charles
R.
He's a left-handed newbie.
Dave
W.
He's a right-handed newbie.
Frame 1 is about to begin.
Now we have
Charles
R.
Press the space bar to pick up your first ball.
Well, that's where we're going to leave you for this week, Charles. To catch part two of Charles's demonstration of 10-pin bowling alley, be sure to tune in to Main Menu next week. I'm Dave Williams. On behalf of all the Main Menu contributors, thanks very much for listening, and until next time, bye for now.